I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Years. That's how long it's been since the Cleveland Indians won Major League Baseball's World Series.
Tommy Holmes up. It's a long fly ball to Kennedy, who snags it backed up against the left field wall. That's all. It's all over. But the congratulations between Boudreaux and Bearden and the Cleveland Indians. They win the series 4-2. The American League champs give vent to their feelings, and who can blame them? They won a great series. They beat a great National League team.
Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona, after his team, who affectionately calls him Tito, beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0 to clinch the best of seven American League Championship Series in 5 games.
I think you have to have some depth because things happen over the course of a year. I also think our bullpen did some phenomenal things. You know, they answered the bell time after time after time, and they're going to have to continue to do that. But everybody chips in wherever they're asked, and they do the best they can. And to this point, it's been good enough.
The final win went to 24-year-old pitcher Ryan Merritt.
It's tough for them to pick a guy and trust him to go out there that hasn't had much experience to go out there and win for them. So it's an honor, really, just to be able to have that opportunity to go out and try to win.
Cleveland pitching teammate Andrew Miller is thrilled he's with the Indians.
It's so fun to be part of this team. I think that I really enjoy my time with the Yankees. It's tough when you leave, you know, a comfort zone and a place that you like and people that you like, but I knew I was coming to a team that had won a lot and had expectations to win more, and I knew I was coming to play for Tito, and I couldn't have dreamt it up any better. It's been special. It's been a lot of fun.
And Miller knows there's more great baseball ahead.
We have one more big step, but we're going to the World Series, and that's what you dream of.
And dreaming for 108 years have been Chicago Cubs fans.
Someday, the Chicago Cubs are going to be in the World Series.
That's the voice of Cubs broadcasting legend, the late Harry Carey. The Cubs last won the World Series in 1908. Here's an 81-year-old Cubs fan on reaching the World Series.
Of all the years I've been going to the ballpark as a Cubs fan, this is the most fun. Each game they play seems like it's better than the last one. God forbid if they don't make it this time.
A 90-year-old Cubs fan on If They Win.
I guess I'll probably die.
And this Cubs fan.
I'm 101. I could sit and cry when they don't win.
After the Chicago Cubs beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-0 to win Game 6 of the National League Championship Series, Cubs manager Joe Maddon tried to explain his emotions of reaching the World Series.
It's everything you think it is, but then again, you need time to really process the entire situation. You stand out on that platform afterwards, you're looking at the ballpark and the fans and the W flags everywhere. And truthfully, I do think about everybody. I think about the fans and their parents and their grandparents and their great-grandparents and everything that's been going on here for a while. All these things come to your mind. I think of my wife, Jay, my kids, my mom back in Pennsylvania, my dad who wasn't here. Those are the kind of things you think about in that particular moment. And it's overwhelming and it's awesome.
Chicago pitcher Kyle Hendricks says he and his teammates have the long-suffering Cubs fans in mind.
This is for them. I hope they enjoy this. They've been waiting a long time for it. Best fans in baseball, most dedicated fans, and they deserve a lot more of these, that's for sure. But at the end of the day, it does come down to that group of guys in that clubhouse, and it's been our goal from day one. We're still not there yet.
There are many tactics to winning on the tennis court. Russian Svetlana Kuznetsova won by having a good hair day at the WTA Finals in Singapore. In between changing sides during the decisive third set against Polish defending champion Agnieszka Radwańska, Kuznetsova cut her hair.
In the end, when I was hitting the forehands, every time I would hit a good shot and I was coming, it would hit my eye every time, and I had struggle, you know, and I thought, okay, what's more important now, my hair, which I can let grow, or the match? So I thought, okay, I gotta go for it right now, and that's it.
German Angelique Kerber scored a 6-4, 6-2 win over Romanian Simona Halep on the third day, as her new world number one ranking helped her.
I know what to do to go for it and just take the game in my hands, and of course I believe much more in my game and in myself than like 12 months ago.
Irish golfer Padraig Harrington showed laser-like precision in his shots as he won his first European Tour title in 8 years at the Portugal Masters.
Pretty much all week I just went after every pin because I just felt great around the greens. You know, this type of rough and the texture of the greens, I didn't feel like there was anywhere I could be short-sighted.
Of course, there was that pivotal moment.
It's always a turning point in the last round, and you know, I was doing nicely, but the hole in the bunker shot in 11 gave me the momentum that it's going to be my day. You know, when you hold something like that in the last round, and there's always something like that happens in the last round. There's a point where if you take the opportunity or you miss the opportunity, you'll look back at it.
And in China, golf superpowers are teeing off at the HSBC Champions Tournament in Shanghai. Each player has been assigned a superpower name as part of the Chinese pre-publicity, like The Heat for American Dustin Johnson.
I've got good vibes here at this golf course. You know, I feel very comfortable on it. I got a lot of confidence here.
Ricky Fowler is being called Eagle Eye.
My eyesight, I wouldn't say it's great. I can see the golf ball. That's about all I need to be able to see, though.
And then there's Bubba Watson, dubbed the Magician.
Always so magical. Yes, for sure. I mean, we get to play golf for a living, so it's a dream.
Of course, one player's superpower name will eventually be changed to the Winner. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.